Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Chovdalet. This Daf is being learned in Asor Betavis, which is the yahrzeit of my Rebbe, Ramoy Shapir Zetzal. This shir is Leilui Nishmasu. The Gemara throughout the Amud Aleph tells us the difference between Bovel and Eretz Yisrael. Atami Chachomim and Eretz Yisrael are Noyam, while Chachomim and Bovel are Chivlim. Atami Chachomim and Eretz Yisrael, they're nice to each other. And that the Mechochem Bebovel, they are much more tough on each other. And the Gemara concludes and says that when it says in the Pasuk, Bamechshechkim oy shivani kemetei oylom, we're sitting in darkness, on Avirm is a Talmudo shel Bovel. The Talmud of Bovel is the Choshech. So the Maral Chidush HaGadol mentions that what does it mean is the Choshech of Talmud Bavli? Because there's so much pilpul, so much back and forth. So therefore, the halach is not so clear. Because when you go back and forth with lumdas, with questions and answers, so it takes away from the brirus, from the clarity of the learning. The Shlom told us, Odom Besachoch Moish Yudzayim. He goes on to explain that what the Gemara says before, that explains to us, in Eretz Yisrael, that you learn Bini'imus, you're able to be miskai, to be close to the Shoyrish. And he says, this is the soid of shtay mikro vechatagum. What is shtay mikro vechatagum? The first mikro is the Torah shebichtav, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. But then, there is another Torah shebichtav, which is Torah shebaal peh, but a clear Torah shebaal peh, which is almost as close to Torah shebichtav. And that is the Talmud Yerushalmi. That's what the way they learn in Eretz Yisrael. But then you have echatagum. The Targum is Aramaic. It's not exactly the same thing anymore. That is Keneged the Talmud Bavli. That's how you learn in Bovel. So the Shlok goes on and says, that the Chachon Sheber to Israel, that they're learning Bini Imus, so they don't have to some falfel. So they're much closer to the Soidois of Maisim Rekova, which is called in the Gemara Dovar Godol. But the Chachon Shebovel, that they're so busy with the pilpul, so they're busy with Havayis Abaye Verovo, and they're considered to be Oiski Medover Katon. And the explanation in the Shlo, a little bit more, is where Tzadik HaKoyin says in Likutei Ma'amor, because he says the idea of what's the Ikar Inyan of Torah, what's the Torah coming to get to us? We're trying to get to through the Torah in order to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ikar of Torah is to get close to Hashem. When you're so busy with the pilpul, you sometimes forget to get to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that the way the Gemara Bo Metzia Daf Peyam Udav says that one that came from Eretz Yisrael daven to forget the Talmud of Bavel, so it won't bother him. It won't mean that pilpul that hides the Gili Hashem from the Torah should not be there when he goes to Eretz Yisrael. But adds up Tzadik that even though that is true. But at the end of the day, when a person learns Torah, even though he's doing pilpul, he's not going to the oimek Torah, we should know he never loses out. You can lose out from learning Torah. So you will never forget the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, even though he's not learning it directly. But in any case, that's the nekuda of the Shlo. That the Talmud that you learn in Eretz Yisrael, that it has the clarity, it doesn't have the pilpul, you can get with it to the oimek of Torah. You can be in the soidus of Torah. But the Talmud Bavli, the pilpul makes you focus on the outside, on Dover Koton, Havayis Abaye Verovo. Really, as Reuven Margolius sends us to the Zohar Chodosh in Daf Tzadik Gimel, that says, Ha'oyer is the Talmud Yerushalmi, Ve'achoyshech is Talmud Bavli. But concludes the Shlo and explains, based on what we learned, the Gemara in Ksuvah's Daf Ayinei, that says, that a person, one in Eretz Yisrael is equal, double, the one who's learning in Bavel. But if the one in Bavel goes to Eretz Yisrael, so then he's equal double the one who's in Eretz Yisrael. Explains the Shlo why. So says the Shlo, that if you take the pilpul you have in Bavel, and you bring it to Toyus Eretz Yisrael, where they're busy with Soydus HaToyu, and you're able to take pilpul into Maisa Merkava, that's the highest level of Toyu you can get to. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're not so mepalpel, so they go straight to Soydus HaToyu. In Bavel, they're mepalpel, but only in the Vaisa Bavirov. Someone from Bovel going to Eretz Yisrael, he combines the pilpul of Bovel together with a Seidus learning in Eretz Yisrael. So that's the highest level of Torah you can get to. And here is right to mention that my Rebbe Ramoy Shapir Zetzal, what he brought to the world in the Torah, is to give us a little bit time, a little bit of a pill pull in Seudah Satoru. You have concepts in Seudah Satoru that we don't understand. But al pi Torah Samachshava, we're able to be mefalful, to understand, to be me'ayin in them. And that was the Iker Chiddush of Torah that he brought to the world. The pill pull that you have in Oymik Divrei Torah. And just to conclude, that this daf is learned in Asar B'Tavis. And we're learning about Machshechim or Shivani, talking about Choshech. Asar B'Tavis is called a Yoyim Shechoshech, a day of darkness. And the same way we know that Ha'ma Yoyishim B'Choshech Ro Or Gadol, through the Chashech of Pilpul, you get to the Or Gadol. So also, through the Choshech that we have, that comes from Asar B'Tavis, the day that starts the Golos of Klal Yisrael, we'll get through there to Ro Or Gadol B'Meir B'Aminu. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.